ABC Radio Australia. Regional leaders are finally due to meet next month to appoint the Pacific Island Forum's next Secretary General. The delay in replacing Dame Meg Taylor has led to a hotly contested race involving five candidates vying to be her successor. Experts say that whoever gets the top job will have the tough task of maintaining regional cohesion in the face of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and increasing geostrategic competition. Liam Fox reports.
Greg Fry has been observing the goings-on at the Pacific Islands Forum for 40 years. But the international affairs expert from the University of the South Pacific says he's never seen a competition like the current race to fill the position of Secretary General.
The last competition was pretty strong, though. The competition that came up with Dame Meg's name was one that was pretty hard fought, with a lot of ill feeling at the time. But this is the toughest competition we've had in the Pacific for the Secretary General position.
He believes it's intense because there's a lot at stake.
The regional institutions are really operating in a much heightened environment of geopolitics, and the issues are big, and there's various external powers with interests as well in what happens here. So I suppose people are trying to back their candidates to who might best represent the Pacific in this new global change that's going on.
Pacific leaders were due to meet late last year for their annual get-together, where, among other things, they would choose a new Secretary-General. The COVID-19 pandemic meant that did not happen. Now, there are five candidates for the position being supported by different countries and sub-regional groupings. The most vocal are the Micronesian members, who believe it's their turn to have one of their own in the top job. They've even threatened to leave the forum if their candidate, Marshall Islander Gerald Zakios, is not appointed. Sadhna Sen from the Development Policy Centre says the delay is not a good look for the region's premier political institution.
The Secretary General of the Forum is the region's top bureaucrat, so it's a pretty important position. Their job is to keep regional consensus together and to encourage a regional approach to problems facing the Pacific.
The Forum Secretariat has now announced leaders will convene for a virtual retreat in the first week of next month. In a statement, the Forum's chair, Tuvalu's president, Kausea Natano, said setting a date has been arduous, but he's confident a new Secretary General will be appointed. Sadhna Sen says the leaders have a tough choice to make. The stance by the Micronesians has irked other leaders, and there's only one woman among the candidates.
The problem is that the deputy SG is also a man. So if the incoming SG is a man, then the top leadership of the Forum Secretariat will be all male. The problem with that is that we know the Pacific is the worst performing region when it comes to the representation of women in political leadership. The Forum Secretariat should be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Dame Meg Taylor was the first woman to hold the position, and there's been plenty of praise for her inclusive leadership of the Forum Secretariat as her tenure comes to an end.
We've seen a much more robust engagement with civil society during her term, and I think that's been for the benefit of the region as a whole.
Reverend James Bhagwan is the General Secretary of the Pacific Conference of Churches.
It's been very important for us, I think, in the region to have strong leadership from a Pacific Island woman. And an advocate for strong leadership by women in the region, I think, is very important.
Sadhna Sen agrees.
As the first woman SG, she would have had a mammoth task dealing with the patriarchal nature of Pacific leadership. She served two terms holding the position from 2014 to just last week. So that itself is a huge achievement.
Greg Fry says Dame Meg is one of the best Secretary Generals the Forum's had, a passionate advocate for the region who's reformed the organisation for the better and implemented concrete initiatives like the Pacific Humanitarian Pathway on COVID-19 to get medical supplies into the region.
The Humanitarian Pathway is a major initiative we can sheet home to her efforts, and the related and broader view she has of creating a fund to help with the pre-positioning for humanitarian assistance.
He says whoever succeeds her has big shoes to fill and a tough job ahead of them in an environment of increasing competition between major powers like China and the United States.
I think the hardest thing is for them to keep their course. So they've set a course, a very strong course, of a Blue Pacific strategy, which means that the Pacific leaders determine what happens in the Pacific region. They have friends to all, and they do what is best for the Pacific people.
Liam Fox reporting there. And you've also had your say on who you want to see as the next General Secretary of the Pacific Islands Forum. Kevin says he wants Amelia Kinahoi Siamamua, who he explains is a former work colleague, but says she would provide leadership on governance, gender, politics and economy. He also adds that Ms. Siamamua has international and regional exposure and is well connected in our region, especially with Tonga, Samoa and PNG. Meanwhile, Pa Tautatitini, Pa Toru and Anna all want to see former Cook Islands Prime Minister Henry Puna take the job. You'll remember he stood down as Prime Minister last year to put his hat into the ring. And you can also join the conversation on ABC Radio Australia Facebook page. Just head over there to let me know what you think.